Well, all over the world, of course, no, not all over the world, but yes, it is all over the world. We're seeing this resurgence in the indigenous reo, and in some places it's taken a while. In New Zealand, of course, we've been on this revival, language te reo revival for quite some time now. And as you know, at the beginning of the year, courses were swamped. I mean, people couldn't get on courses, and it was just, it's great to see. And so everybody believes that there's value in the language, and particularly here in Aotearoa, we're obviously making sure that our language is front of mind when people start to think about another language that they want to learn. And Pākehās are embracing our reo just as much as many of our own people are doing. But of course, now I was very interested to see where there is a festival, Toitū Te Reo Festival, going to be held in August, obviously celebrating our language. And but it's a world first, I think, for Aotearoa in terms of what they want to achieve. Something similar to the festival that they have in Wales that's very, very popular. And so I'm delighted this evening to talk to Ngāti Kahununu Chairman Baden Barber on this event. And my goodness, it looks as if they hope to get the people, the number of people that they're wanting, it certainly will be highly successful. And I do hope it'll be the start of many more to come. Kia ora, Baden. Lovely to talk with you this evening on Radio Wātea.
Kia ora, Pai. Yeah, no. Yep. Good kaupapa to talk about.
Well, yes, it is. And so I didn't get the time to look up what it's something that's done in Wales. And we know that Wales has had its ups and downs and its challenges over the last 50 years, trying to bring their own reo back onto the scene and making it popular so that everybody can learn should they wish to. And so that's obviously highly successful over there. And so this is something that you are wanting to do here in Aotearoa, but have it in Hastings. Toitū Te Reo Festival.
Yeah, that's right. It's an opportunity to celebrate our language and to do something that hasn't been done before in Aotearoa. It's a partnership between the District Council, Ngāti Kahununu Iwi, and Kauaka to basically we'll be cordoning off half of the CBD and all of those areas will be, inundated with people that either are fluent or love the reo or want to learn the reo. Our tamariki, our mokopuna, those that are experts, will be coming into that end of Hastings. So, it's going to be a very exciting couple of days, and we're really looking forward to something, like you say, that we can hold every year. And we can put it on not just the Aotearoa map, but the world map in terms of celebrating our indigenous language, Te Reo Rangatira.
Well, now, can I just ask, your local council, the involvement of your local council, did it take twisting any arms up the back of their, up their back to get them to support and, help with it and et cetera, bring them on board? Was it difficult to get the local council to support it and provide some good, leadership in helping pull it together?
Well, we've got a great mayor, Mayor Sandra. She's always supported the language. We're a council, so all of our signage in Here Taonga is Reo Pākehā and Reo Māori. So, this aligns with their Te Reo strategy, which is, to support the language. And really, if you want to promote the language, things like councils, organisations like councils are really important because, they open it up to the ratepayers of Hastings. Even though ratepayer money isn't going into this, it's all privately funded or iwi funded. It's an opportunity to bring in people that normally wouldn't be associated with such events.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, it is a celebration of not only the language of te reo, but it also is there are the other areas to it as well, which is the the culture, dance, Māori art, even comedy, I see. So it's a real, it's going to be a real symposium of people bringing their knowledge, their skills in a whole raft of areas, obviously with focus on Māori, tikanga Māori, et cetera, and Māori culture. So it could go right across the board in a whole raft of areas, couldn't it?
Yeah. We, Dr. Jeremy Tartary McLeod and his team have been working away at this. We've been holding a symposium, Te Reo Ki Tua, for the past 4 to 5 years, which has kind of been in the one location. But with everything that has been going on with the government, we're wanting to take it to the next level, to another level, and that's what Toitū Te Reo is. So we will have the Opera House in Hastings, we'll have the big event centre, we'll have our big ballroom, and then a couple of main streets of Heretaunga will be cordoned off, and it will be buzzing with people and kaupapa music, festivities, wānanga. It's going to be all on. And so, you know, we put that out there to the motu to come along and enjoy our language, our culture, and our aspirations going forward. Because we've got some big aspirations for our language here in Ngāti Kahungunu. We were one of the iwi that you know, our language was one of the first iwi to you know, our language to disappear. And so for the past 25 years, we've had a deliberate strategy on revitalising our pai, our pai karanga, our pai kōrero, and along our marae throughout Ngāti Kahungunu, which we have 100 marae here. So it's a big lofty goals, but you know, we're heading in the right direction.
And with your language revitalization strategy in the last 25 years or so, 20 years, how has that, have you been able to, I won't say crack it, but you've been able to, you know, turn the curve and turn the corner rather, and you can see the fruits of that have gone into the last two decades trying to revitalize through your language strategy, Te Reo?
We have. I mean, you know, we're lucky. We've got the likes of Dr. Timothy Karetu, who lives locally. You know, he's been a huge driver. And then Dr. Jeremy Tartary McLeod and others have been really pushing. So we've been on a bit of a journey. You know, I won't say we've cracked it, but we've certainly improved over the last 25 years in terms of where we were. But you know, we'll continue to work at it. We've got rangatahi wānanga that happen every month. We call that Te Pōkaitara, which is our up and coming pai speakers, pai kōrero, and pai karangas, and a host of other things that we've done over the years. So yeah, no, we are making progress, and it really is an example to other iwi that you just have to start. That's all, just start. And just take everyone along on their journey. So we've been pretty lucky that we've had the champions to drive it.
Yeah, and you know, you're so right. I mean, it's going to take years, because there's so many years, dozens of years to make up. But you've got to start somewhere. You've got to set the vision, start somewhere, get the resources, and bring the people on board to say we can do this, and just make up for lost time, etc. So I wanted to ask you one other thing. Now, listen, because it's a 2-day event, and it's obviously throughout the motu, there are people who want to have the opportunity not only to speak Te Reo, but to all the other things that the your symposium and the festival might have on the program, you're likely to get a few thousand people into Heretaunga.
Yeah, we're probably expecting around 5,000 people to participate in this symposium, and you know, and that's just a start. We kind of filled it out with our council. Let's take this end of town. But in the future, you know, we wanted to take it right throughout Heretaunga Whānui. So, we're fully expecting a huge crowd, and registrations are open now. Toitūtereo.co.nz is the website if people want to go and have a look and see what's on the program. But, it's going to be a fantastic couple of days.
Well, I think it will be, and it's just great. It's just great to see that this is happening. And as you say, it's a world first here in Aotearoa, and it might likely be on the annual. Would it be a biannual event, do you think, or do you feel no? It warrants an annual if it's successful.
Nothing like this happens
without good planning, does it?
No, that's right. That's right. Planning and good support. These things cost a bit of money, and those are things that determine how we go year on year. But we'd like to do this every year, put our language on the world map in terms of, because if I think about it, our language has come a huge a long way in the last 50 years. We've got a long way to go, but we're a good example of how we can work together as iwi, as iwi taketake, to revitalise our language. And so, I think this could be a worldwide feature on the calendar.
Well, great. It's good. It's good that we've got a couple of months to prepare to get the notice out, and I wasn't aware of it, so I'm so pleased. I'm just looking up to see what am I going to be doing on that weekend, and I've got that free, so that'll be great. And I think it's going to be a rip-roaring success. Look, thank you so much for coming on this evening, Baden, and just sharing that wonderful news with us. Everybody can get those dates, August the 8th and the 9th of this year. And, of course, if you're into our language, the Toitū Te Reo Festival being held in Heretonga in Hastings. Thank you so much. And lovely talking with you again.
You too.
Kia ora. Thank you so much. That's certainly going to be a great festival. And if they're expecting, I believe, between 3,000 to 5,000 people to attend, because iwi across the Motu, they love to go somewhere where they can discuss. They'll have panels of te reo experts, keynote speakers, spaces for even the fluent speakers to upskill, and for the whānau who are just starting to learn te reo. How exciting will that be? So don't forget, you can go online already. Does it www.toitūtereo and have a look at that. But it is the 8th and the 9th of August this year in Hastings. Right, let's take some music, and I'll be back with you very shortly.